You're probably going to feel at some stage like you're an imposter. I just have to forget about what other people might think of me. And I had to forget about my thoughts in the back of my mind saying to yourself, you're an imposter. What are you doing here? If you're starting from zero and you're showcasing that through social media, you will get eyeballs. People want to see other people who are also trying to do the same things that they want to do. If you are suffering from imposter syndrome, just think, I'm Matthew Fraser. And this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. In today's episode, I want to touch on something that's a little bit emotional, a little bit personal, not just sort of boring old legal entities, for example, but something that a lot of people face, which is within their mindset, which can be imposter syndrome. And I know for myself, I've suffered from imposter syndrome many times and maybe even a little bit now. But what, first of all, is imposter syndrome? Now, what do you think it is? It's, for me, it's basically you're portraying an image of somebody that perhaps you think you're not good enough to be. You know, so for example, in this case right now, I am a mentor. And so you might be in the case where you might want to be a mentor, but you don't feel like you're really quite there yet. You're not good enough for that. Or what a lot of clients in my situation, a lot of clients feel is that they want to be an entrepreneur. They want to be an online seller, but they don't feel like they're good enough to be that. And if they were to say to someone, like one of their friends, that they're an Amazon seller or an entrepreneur, that they would get sort of these vibes from them that, hey, that's a bit weird. What do you mean? You know, you're not really that. And so that kind of is the kind of context behind, I guess, what is imposter syndrome and what people sometimes suffer from. And so I want to take you back to a time when I first sort of had this sort of feeling of being suffering from imposter syndrome. And I just started in this Amazon journey. This is about 2017 odd. And I remember going to some of these conferences. And at the time, There was cases where I was being interviewed by the conference leaders, and they would say, look, you know, can we interview you and then we'll talk about your story? And I was thinking in my head, I'm thinking, I haven't really got a story. I haven't even really done anything. And by that stage, I was simply learning how to use the Amazon platform and designing my own product. And that was back in the Patriot Auto Products chamois days, right? This is, if you go back to episode one, you'll learn all about that. And so I didn't feel in my own heart, in my own mind, that I was worthy of being showcased to this crowd of people. And we're talking like there was like 500 to 1,000 people in this room. And then next thing you know, I'm now up on stage on a big video screen, and they're talking about, and this is Matthew Fraser, and he's done this and done this. And I remember at the time too, they were also talking about, you know, he's got a Hungry Jack's restaurant. But in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, if only people knew the true story behind, you know, if you took the facade off that I was, and I was putting on a brave face at the time. Remember too, if you go back to episode one, you'll hear the whole story of my struggles in getting to be in the position that I am now. I went through some really, really tough financial times, and I was stone broke basically. I couldn't rub 2 cents together, but I was just pushing hard every single day because I just didn't want to be in that position of just living on credit forever. And I'd sort of put all my hopes and dreams into building this Amazon business. And then here I am sitting in the crowd, and I'm on stage, and people are saying, oh, isn't he amazing? He's got a Hungry Jack store and he's got an Amazon product. And I'm thinking, yeah, but the Amazon product really hasn't done much. You know, I was selling some stock, but I was losing money, right? That was the truth of it, because it's my very first product. And also behind the scenes is my Hungry Jack's restaurant was still suffering from financial ruin after the roadworks had come through. So I was literally living on credit. And so I kind of, in that the room, I felt like I was an imposter. I was an imposter of being elevated to this position of someone that you should look up to, and he's a leader in this industry, and I just really wasn't. And so it was a really, really weird time because I was meant to be, because in my heart I was like, I'm meant to be this successful guy. And, you know, in high school, funny enough, I literally was voted in the yearbook as the most likely to succeed. So here I am. I haven't lived out what even the expectations of others around me thought, let alone myself. So I was definitely feeling like an imposter. And how did I get through that? Because I know a lot of people feel that same way, particularly when you're starting out on this entrepreneurial journey, is there was a little bit of fake it till you make it. And I just pushed through, really. I just thought, look, I just have to forget about what other people might think of me. And I had to forget about my thoughts in the back of my mind, saying to yourself, oh, you're an imposter. Well, you know, what are you doing here? I just kept pushing through. And I guess at the end of the day, it was going to be irrelevant, because I was just determined to succeed anyway. So that was the one time, yeah, where I felt like an imposter. I suffered from imposter syndrome. And there was another time, and I want to share this with you, because I just started to think about the other times I've spoken to other people. And what's so interesting is that other people who are millionaires and possibly billionaires, other people that I know who are millionaires, also have this same feeling. And so I remember back, you know, when I was talking to some of my friends who were ahead of me at the time financially, and they were telling me how they felt like an imposter. And I thought, really? These were people that I looked up to because I wanted to be in the same position as them, but yet they were now telling me that they just didn't feel like they'd quite made it yet. And they didn't, I guess, like the fact that they were being elevated. And a lot of people do. Like, if you're a multimillionaire, and if people know you're a multimillionaire, and it might even be because of the car you drive, or maybe, I don't know, you've got a Louis Vuitton loafers or something. I don't have those. I stick to the Nikes. But, you know, maybe that's you. Maybe you are listening to this and you're already a multimillionaire, but you feel like you've got imposter syndrome. And I just find it absolutely fascinating. So my point being is that no matter what level you are as in your journey, your entrepreneurial journey, you're probably going to feel at some stage like you're an imposter for something, right? And it's really just based on society and sort of what sort of box they put you in. And that's kind of the reason why I think you feel like that. But what's interesting is that once I got to become a multimillionaire, I also started to feel the same thoughts again. I was like, hang on a second. I've gone from being absolutely broke and having imposter syndrome because of the way, the conferencing and things like that were treating me. I didn't feel like I was worthy to be put on stage. And then I became a multimillionaire, and I still then had these thoughts of, hang on a second, you know, it was things like, you know, you've made the money too easy. Yeah. I didn't feel like I'd made the money too easy, but maybe it was too easy, you know, because now I had this money. Because you go from not having really anything in the bank at all to millions and millions of dollars in your bank account. And so you think, hang on, am I meant to be a multimillionaire? Was this too easy? So that was sort of, you know, those thoughts came about again. And then even of recent times, I'm going to take you back just even to last year. I was sitting down with a coach of mine, and he said, Matthew, I think your destiny, your future is in the mentoring space. You've got so much skills and knowledge, and you're good at explaining things, and you're good at teaching and guiding people. And look, admittedly, I was also sharing him some stories about things that were happening in my life. You know, at that time, I was getting a lot of people coming to me because I think, you know, I had some receipts, as I call it, right? I had a nice car, I had a big house, I was renovating this big house. And so people would just naturally come to you and say, look, how did you get to where you are? And can you give me some advice? So I was just naturally talking to people about, you know, how to make money online. I was talking about crypto and how you could make money in the crypto space as well, because that's something else that I also dabble in. And so I've got all these people coming to me asking for advice. And the thing that I've got inside is I actually want people to succeed. Like, I actually love the fact if you're succeeding, you watching this or listening to this right now, I would love it if you wrote to me and said, I've just bought a brand new Porsche or a brand new Ferrari or whatever it is, right? Or I've just paid off my house. I would love that. Yeah. And I love it when people showcase their success. All right. I'm not that one that sort of puts people down when they've got the Ferrari, right? I love that because I aspire to have those types of things as well. And if that's something that you suffer from, you should definitely change your mindset on that. You should always admire the fact that someone has done well. So don't be afraid of showing off your success. It took a lot to get there. And you know what? It actually inspires other people. So put it out there. Let them see you've got the Ferrari. Let them see you've got the Lamborghini. It actually matters for a lot of people. So back to the story, I'm talking to my mentor and he said, you should go into the mentoring space. And as around that time, I thought, what do I have? This is back to the imposter syndrome again. What possible things do I have that I could show other people or teach other people in a proper paid mentoring business? And because I'm looking at other people in the space, you know, like your Grant Cardones, your Gary V's, Tony Robbins, for example, right? I'm looking at all these guys who had just done incredible things. And I'm sort of starting to compare myself. Well, if I'm going to go into the mentoring space, why would anyone want to know what knowledge I've got? They could just go to Grant Cardone. And so there was a light bulb moment for me where I sort of moved out of this imposter syndrome. And it was what someone else said to me one day, and I'm going to tell you. It was the fact that people are going to be attracted to you for who you are. And sometimes when, you know, your Grant Cardones, they're so far up the tree that they're actually unrelatable. And because of my story and where I've come from, a lot of other people will relate to that. You know, I'm just the guy living in Tweed Heads who grew up in Caboolture, who worked at Macca's, right, who ultimately went through some adversity financially and has now come out as a multi-millionaire. Yeah. And I'm not ashamed to say it, because it took a lot of freaking guts and perseverance to get there. And that's why when I see other people succeed, I'm thrilled for them, because I know it probably didn't happen just overnight. They would have gone through a lot of shit and probably a lot of imposter syndrome themselves. So when we're now talking about this mentoring space, I now mentor other people on things to do with social media, you know, putting yourself out there on social media. So if we go back into 2017, it was Gary Vee who said to me, if you should be on social media, and if you want to know the full story of this and how it puts into context, go back to episode one again. But it was how to be on social media without feeling like you're an imposter. And so what I say to my clients is, because they now look to me and say, Matt, I can't possibly be at your level, so why would people want to watch me, right? And I say to them, no, they do want to watch you, because you are at the beginning. People want to see the journey of perhaps, you know, you're struggling, you're trying to break out of the 9-to-5 matrix, right? If that's you, a lot of people doing that, a lot of people trying to do that. And so why would that be of interest? Because a lot of people are trying to do that as well. And so if you're starting from zero and you're showcasing that through social media, just like I did, you'll find that you will get eyeballs. People want to see other people who are also trying to do the same things that they want to do, okay? And you don't have to be a multimillionaire, or you don't have to have made it in order to showcase that. So in wrapping up that, guys, if you are suffering from imposter syndrome, just think, you know, I've also had that too. And if you have to push through it and keep reaching those goals that you know that you can achieve. If you're someone who's suffering from imposter syndrome, just like I have, try and use that as a source to push through to try and get to the next level. So if you think that you're an imposter because you want to be on Amazon, use that as a source of inspiration to get onto Amazon. And then once you're on Amazon, then find something else to achieve. But at least that way you can aim for something bigger and better than where you are now. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcast and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.